Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Chaf Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amar Beis, 5 lines from the end of the page. Bas Yisrael Lo Sanik Bana Shal Akum. The Mishnah taught us that a Jewish woman should not act as a wet nurse for the baby of a female idolater. Yipnei Shenoisna Lo Chaim. The reason is because she's giving life to a young idolater. Amar B'yasa Hada Amar She'asal Lamdoi Umnus. According to this, as Rabbi Yasa, it's prohibited to teach them a trade because as a result, they'll have a livelihood. Kehada Tautein Umnavon Haven Begir Zagagaya V'Kuvturaya Zagagaya La'Ofen V'Kamun Kuvturaya Ofen V'Akrin. It's like the case of two families of craftsmen in Gira. One made glass and one made women's scarves. The glass makers did not teach their trade to the idolaters, and they retained their money, and the scarf makers taught their trade to the idolaters, and they lost all their money. Avanochris Menikes Bena Shabbat Yisrael. Now the Mishnah taught that a female idolater may act as a wet nurse for a Jewish woman. Dichsiv V'Hayu Melachim Umnoisayich V'Seyuseyim Menikoisayich. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Memtes Pasuk Chof Gimel, and kings will be your nurturers and their princesses your wet nurses. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Yoinek atunek v'hoylech min anochis u'min behema temeya u'mavin leicholav mikol mokoim v'ein echoshesh lo mishum sheket v'lo mishum tumah. The brisa says that a baby can nurse from an idolater and from a non-kosher animal if there's no alternative, and their milk may be brought to him, and there's no concern for prohibition against idolater's milk or a non-kosher animal's milk.